It's breakout week for our guy, Doran. This is it. This is the game. This is the moment for Patty Freiermuth. 12 catches, 99 yards in 3 games. Pat, love you. Not good enough. Not good enough. Don't blame you. It's not all you. You did have the drop the last game. I know you're listening. I love you, Patty. Still owe you a payoff on that Penn State bet that we had before that horrific game.
Yes.
But 12 for 99 for a guy making what he's making, I expect him to put up numbers. I think he's going to put up numbers, and I think it starts this week. Why, do you ask?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy you ask. Indianapolis has seen tight ends targeted 20 times this season, Doran. They've given up 17 completions for darn near 200 yards. If it's going to happen for Patty Fry, it's going to happen in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from a yardage standpoint, not terrible. Like, Kansas City's defense has given up 335 yards against tight ends this year.
Really?
That's a lot.
That is a lot. Jeez.
The Ravens' defense giving up a lot of yards against tight ends. But Indianapolis, one of the worst teams in the league defending the tight end, at least in terms of completion percentage, 17 out of 20.
See, that I'm glad you bring that up, because that's kind of what we're talking about with identifying what the weaknesses are. And Arthur Smith has done a great job, I think, through the first 3 games of doing that. I mean, you talked about the Jesse Bates and not letting him, you know, kill the game against Atlanta. And then in Denver, you know, whatever their process was, you know, on offense, it's like, hey, this is what we're going to do. And then last week, this is what we're going to do. We're going to open it up a little bit and let Justin do some things that he hasn't, shown on tape before. And this week, you know, that's a good little nugget right there, that if you get into Arthur Smith's head and he loves his tight ends. I mean, do you see him gushing over Darnell Washington?
Yes.
He loves Darnell Washington. I think this might be a big tight end game just based off of those stats. And that's what he is good at. That's what I think that this coaching staff has really done very well together. On offense, defense, and special teams, of identifying what the issues and what the faults are of the other team and absolutely exploiting them.
Yes.
We talked about that last year, of the Steelers always getting exploited. You know, whenever they would go into games, it's like, oh, these teams know what the Steelers don't do well, and they would be absolutely put on stage and exploited.
Houston comes to mind immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you just exploited the heck out of the Steelers last year, and I feel like that they're not in a huge demeanor and manner, but they are exploiting the weaknesses of other teams, and especially on offense, and Arthur Smith has done a good job doing that. So pay attention to that. Maybe some Patty Fry props. Take the overs.
I like that. I like that. I think, you know, he was targeted last week in, what was it, a two-minute drill? That's a hell of a throw. Maybe the best throw that Fields has made all year. And I do think the degree of difficulty on that catch is something, you know, people don't pay enough attention to, and I do because I know you, and we've talked through things like this. I don't think Freiermuth saw that ball until it was like an inch away from hitting him between the numbers.
Yeah, you got to catch that, though.
Got to catch it.
You're getting paid millions and millions of dollars.
That's true. Come on, Patty.
Yeah.
Come on, Patty.
He wants that one back, too. He wants it. Yeah, he knows that.
That thing was a boop.
Yep.
17 out of 20 targeting tight end.
Oof.
Here's another thing about the Steelers' offense. Like, I don't think a lot of people are doing it like Arthur Smith does it. They'll play 3 tight ends a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They play 2 tight ends a lot. Like, more than anybody in football. They do it more than anybody else. And it's not the same as what, like, Cliff Kingsbury's doing, not by a long shot, in Washington. Like, Sean McVay, they don't do it the same way. I just think the Steelers present some challenges from a matchup standpoint in a league where, you know, defenses are becoming smaller and smaller, and you play your sub packages more and more, and the Steelers are like, nah, we're going to throw all this meat at you.
That's how their personnel is. That's how they're built. And I think that is on purpose. They didn't just fall into that.
Right.
Like, I know that Arthur Smith, for a fact, actually, went up to Andy Weidel and Omar Khan and was like, all right, like, I want to be not tight end driven, but I like to utilize tight ends, and I like to have multiple tight ends. They are more important to me maybe than having an extra receiver. And I know for a fact that he went to Omar Khan and was like, we need to sign Michael Pruitt. And I know that he's hurt, but, like, that is a piece that he's not going to flash, but it's a big piece because he knows Arthur Smith's offense, and Arthur Smith knows him and knows what he can bring to the table, and he can block, and he can give you some utilization in the passing game. Like, this is on purpose why that they wanted to carry so many tight ends and why that they wanted to use so many tight ends, because it opens everything else up. in his mind. That's just how he operates.
I don't care if Pruitt's not like this field stretcher or this bona fide receiving star. You still have to account for him in the passing game.
Yes.
Like, when you go out there, you're not just expecting handoff, because these guys can at least catch the ball and stay ahead of the chains, things of that nature. And I don't think we've seen anywhere close to the best the Steelers have with deploying all those guys. You mentioned Pruitt's hurt, and then you think about the offensive line injuries. I think they're going to end up being a running juggernaut by the end of this thing.
And what they really want to do with the whole tight end thing, and you say the running juggernaut, is they want to alleviate as much as possible the blocking aspect for Pat Freiermuth. So they don't want to put him in a position where he has to be one-on-one with a defensive end, where he has to, you know, kick out linebackers and do those things. They want him to be literally a glorified receiver. So it's like, all right, we have this big body guy that is a tight end, but we don't want him to block. So we're going to get some blocking legit tight ends and put them all on the field together. So how do you account for that? And we talk about bigs and smalls. Like, are you going to put a big on Pat Freiermuth? Because you know we're going to run the ball. You know he can block.
But he can also crush you up the seam.
Exactly.
Now.
So it's almost that mind game where it's like, all right, like, how do we approach this offense if we're defense whenever they have two blocking tight ends and another tight end on the field that could stretch and run routes?
And then you're thinking about, oh, we are in this now.
We're drawing it up in the dirt.
Right in there. And, I mean, how many, when you got three tight ends, how many gaps do you got to think about as a defense? Mm-hmm. Like, holy cheese and crackers, Batman. I had something else I wanted to say, and now I forgot. Oh, Cordarrelle Patterson killed a guy last week. He came back, crackback dude, sent him into, you know, third grade. Because he's 6'2". Like, you think about him as well. He can be a running back, he can be a wide receiver. And then, like, if he gets out there and needs to block, ow.
Mm-hmm.
Ouchie.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I talk about football.
Ouchie.
I say things like
cheese and crackers.
Ouchie and cheese and crackers. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Coming up next, PFF came up with a new stat. Just kidding. They say they've come up with a new stat. And it makes me want to pull my hair out. Tell you about it next. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette at 8 o'clock. Right now, it is a Sean Myers headline.